After 14 years of anonymity, the Central Park jogger is emerging into public. In 1989, she was brutally raped and beaten in the park. Her attackers were thought to be a group of young men. It was a vicious crime that stunned New York and the country. Now, Tricia Miley has written a memoir called I Am the Central Park Jogger. She spoke with NPR's Madeline Brand in New York.
Tricia Miley is 42 years old. Petite, with short blonde hair, she looks like what she was before the attack, a successful investment banker. She lives in a New York City suburb now with her husband and says she still jogs once a week. Back when she was 28 years old, running was an obsession, something she'd do every night after work. On April 19, 1989, she was attacked as she jogged through Central Park. She was raped, sodomized, and beaten so badly that a close friend could only identify her by the small gold ring she wore. She lost 75% of her blood and was in a coma for 12 days. The media coverage was intense. Newspapers all over the world carried the story of the young white investment banker savagely attacked by a group of black and Hispanic teenagers. Only last year did that story change when one man, Matias Reyes, came forward to say he was the sole attacker. The teenagers' convictions were overturned last December after they'd served their prison terms.
When I first heard about it, that he had come forward with his confession and saying that he alone had attacked me, I was just so surprised. I had always known that there was one other person involved because there had been a DNA sample that matched none of the five defendants. The fact that he claimed that he had attacked me alone threw me back and said, wait a minute, how can this be? You know, these five other men made confessions, so it didn't make sense to me. But I don't know what happened, and I'm never going to know, because the traumatic brain injury I suffered from the beating has resulted in my having no memory of what went on that night.
I find it amazing that you're not angry.
Well, it's not that I'm not angry about what happened. It's how I dealt with that anger. And yes, I was angry about what happened to me, you know, that I had to go through all of this rehabilitation. I was angry about, you know, what it had put my family through, because they saw me at my absolute worst, and they had to live through wondering, was I going to, number one, survive, two, come out of the coma, and three, be more than a vegetable. At the same time, for me, you know, though I had experienced this tremendous amount of violence, I also received a tremendous outpouring of love and support that I also think few people ever have the privilege of receiving. And the power of that is so, so strong and allowed me to focus on getting better.
You became something other than a woman who was brutally attacked and left for dead one night. You became a symbol in New York City. You became a symbol for everything that was wrong with the city, with urban violence, with frayed race relations, with anxieties over women in the workplace. How did you feel about being a symbol for all of that?
I think initially I was focusing on my healing, so I didn't let any of my energy out to, you know, wonder or worry about what does this mean and the fact that I've become a symbol of violence in the city. So it does seem like it was someone else. And, you know, when I read about it, I don't feel it. I can just intellectualize about it. Over the course of the years, as I've seen my body transform, I thought to myself, I want to be a symbol of being a survivor. It's a very unusual phenomena, not having a memory of what happened and not having those feelings, and not just of the event, but the next 5.5 weeks or so, which were the most horrible weeks of my life.
Now, the only physical sign I can see that you may have been attacked is a tiny scar on your cheek.
You know, my eye, my left eye was, they call it an orbital blowout, was crushed. And so the eye was rebuilt You know, as far as the rest of my face, you know, nothing was done to that.
You had to learn to walk again?
Right.
To talk again?
Yeah, I did have to learn how to talk clearly again. My brain was injured, and there are some lasting effects on the cognitive side. Sometimes if there's too much going on at once, it's hard to focus, and it can cause some anxiety.
Now, with this book out and with you doing media interviews, will you always be identified as the Central Park Jogger?
I probably will be identified as the Central Park Jogger. And I've often said I'm more than that. I'm more than the person who was attacked and, you know, raped and beaten in the park that night. And through my story, I think that the hope is that the image of the Central Park Jogger is not just a woman who is brutally attacked, but a woman who has gone on, who has survived.
Tricia Miley. She's written a memoir called I Am the Central Park Jogger. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.